Life is full of what-ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
In this week's episode of Triple T,
Jack Nicklaus seems to be doing just fine. The old golden bear. I don't know why that craze became so popular out of nowhere. And it was out of nowhere, right? Like, all of a sudden, people are talking about eating ass. Like, that's the thing everybody does.
Yeah.
No, it's not. That's not the thing everybody does.
I mean, yeah. Most of these people that are eating ass aren't going to probably go through a food court, if they're still even around in a mall, which I think malls are dead, and be like, I eat ass. I eat ass.
Yeah.
Like, I eat Wendy's.
Would you still love me if I got fat, right? I think everybody's girlfriend or wife at some point in time asked them that question, and more than once. So I just, my favorite one though was the, Jesus Christ, you get bigger.
We're back. Let's get through the spiel part quickly. Shout out Deluxe Edition Network. We're proud to be a part of it. Podcast of the month is Bacon Is My Pod and the Beard Law Show. 50% of those I'd go check out, and it's not the Beard Law Show. Go check out Bacon Is My Pod, because I love bacon, and I love podcasts. And check out Copper John's Beard. Use Toby. Toby might have a code. They call me Toby, too. If it doesn't work, pay full price. If he wants one.
I believe mine's just Toby, too.
I'll have to look that up for the next one. Yeah, or Beard Laws. I know that one works. Check it out. TheBestBeardProducts.com. We got some exciting stuff coming up, and I'm gonna go ahead and say it. I'm not sure if I'm supposed to, but Tyson said it on a show once, so I'm gonna say it. We're coming out with a ball wash.
What?
Which is gonna be sweet. A ball like wash.
For golf
to wash
balls?
Your balls, a special thing for for our balls. Yeah. No, okay. We're not big golfers, and I read on a thing that apparently having hobbies like woodworking and golfing and stuff like that is actually linked, and you have a greater chance of getting ALS.
Well, fucking
study
great,
by people in Michigan.
I'm getting
not
ready
sure.
to do a shit ton of woodworking.
Let me read this here. According to a study from Michigan Medicine, men who play golf may be at higher risk of developing ALS. I'm not going to try to say what that is. I know sclerosis and lateral.
Isn't that
amyotrophic?
I thought, isn't ALS like a form of Parkinson's?
It's the Lou Gehrig disease. I'm not sure.
That's Parkinson's, yeah.
It's the whole, your muscles. I don't know if it has the shaking like Parkinson's, but I know the muscles just. But, it was woodworking, garden work, golf, woodworking are at higher risk of developing ALS. Guess who's not golfing or going to do a garden this year? This guy.
Oh, the two
but
disorders.
I one, Mira.
So Parkinson's and ALS or Lou Gehrig's disease sometimes present together, mm-hmm. making a comparative study of interest. And Parkinson's is a movement disorder that afflicts, it's the muscles, it hits the muscles in the nervous system. So
300% increased chance of golfers. That's a big.
I mean,
what the fuck? Men who engage in golf.
Jack Nicklaus seems to be doing just fine. The old golden bear.
Right? They say it's because of the links to pesticides and heavy metals. I mean, obviously, pesticides can't be good for you. But I mean, so if you're golf, you know, one of the weirdest things I've ever seen when I would golf
and everything on a golf course, then or
and people chew their tees for some reason, like people that chew toothpicks, they would throw the tee in their mouth, and it always kind of blew my mind because there was a golf course near me that was actually like treated and right next to the town or village or city, whatever they go by, waste village, like all of the waste goes there. So essentially there's a good chance that there's a bunch of shit in there and they would take it from the tee and just chew on it for a while. I'm like, you're probably eating some shit right now. And just, he just kind of, I remember never forget my one buddy's like, I eat ass.
I'm like, cool. Jesus Christ.
You do you, bud.
Listen, you do you, bud. I don't know. I don't know why that craze became so popular out of nowhere. And it was out of nowhere, right? Like all of a sudden people are talking about eating ass. Like that's the thing everybody does.
Yeah.
No, it's not. That's not the thing everybody does. And if you do it, I'm sorry.
No.
I got it. I don't kink shame here, but I don't think that's a kink. I don't think eating ass is a kink. I'm judging you. If you tell me you eat ass, I'm judging you, and I do not want you in close proximity to me when you talk to me. You can talk to me from across the fucking room, you and your shit mouth. I don't talk to me up close if you are an ass eater. And I don't even have a sense of smell. It's just a principle.
Yeah, or could you imagine if you're at a busy bar and then they accidentally just grab your beer and they're drinking out of it and it's like, you eat ass, and now I'm sharing it with an ass eater?
Yeah, or at a minimum, like if you do, at a minimum, don't fucking tell me about it. That first of all,
I'm
not good enough friends with anyone for them to tell me that that's part of their life. I can't think of a single person, and I've been friends with my buddy Jason Wilkinson since ninth grade, so we're talking 1990. And I wouldn't want to know that from him. There are just certain things you just need to keep to your fucking self. It's almost like people use it as a bragging right. Bro, you having shitty mouth is not a bragging right.
This came up like in my brain. It's weird that it came up like almost right before we pressed live. And I was like, where the hell did that come from? Like the obsession with buttholes. I don't know why it was triggered. I know why. Hello Tush, the bidet company.
Yeah.
I saw a post, I think it was yesterday or the day before, that had they had the shirts that said, ask me about my butthole.
Yeah.
And they actually patented it, and they showed the whole patent in the frame that they have the rights to ask me about my butthole. And I'm like, why is this a thing?
I don't, man, there are certain things you keep to yourself. And I think social media has made people less wary of that, I guess you could say, socially acceptable rule. Right? Like that's a socially acceptable rule. Mm-hmm. There's some shit you don't need to tell people about. You don't have to tell.
No.
Like I want people to compare it like this. And I know people, there's going to be somebody that's like, no, you can't make that comparison. Talking about your asshole and your love of eating it to me is the same as you bringing up to me that you like children sexually. Not socially acceptable. Don't fucking tell me that shit. I'm gonna want to punch you one way or the other. just don't.
Yeah, one of them's gonna merit more wants of punching for me, obviously.
Well, one will be gunshots most likely over punches. But they're both gonna induce a feeling of violence.
In all the shirts, like, hello, Tush, no knock to them, whatever. But, I mean, they're wearing the thing that says, ask me about my butthole. But then you get all these people that have hats and stickers on vehicles that say, I eat ass.
Yeah.
Like, you're going into public, admitting, and just throwing, because there's a vehicle around my area that has, it's huge in the back of this vehicle that says, I eat ass. And I'm just like, imagine driving down and the kid's like, young kid, they just learn how to read this. Says, I eat ass. What's that mean?
Well, bro, I just want to walk by people.
Well, kid,
the last person that mentioned it, like they were trying to make it like the topic of conversation, and they had brought it up, And I just shut it all down and just immediately switched topics by going, weird flex, bro. So I was over at this other guy's house the other day, like, and that's, I just switched it. I feel like, listen, I feel like the term weird flex, bro, is like the perfect shoot down to anybody's bragging or anybody's weird statement, and a perfect transitional statement for conversation.
Yeah.
I mean, just like the number of times we could have just shot down Zach.
How ironic.
When Zach would just kind of go off on little tangents in the middle of the podcast, just go, yeah, weird flex, bro. And then just start on something else.
Mm-hmm.
Just the look on his face.
What? Oh man, yeah. I don't know. Hopefully that's a fad that or whatever it is that just kind of goes back to whatever. But I think you're right. A lot of people, because they're on their phone, they'll do some shit that they're not going to do in public. I mean, yeah. Most of these people that are eating ass aren't going to probably go through a food court if they're still even around in a mall, which I think malls are dead, and be like, I eat ass, I eat ass,
yeah. And cool. For whatever reason,
I eat Wendy's.
These are the people that you can't trust in public anyway, or around other people that they don't know, because those are the type of people that get too comfortable too fast around people. Because if you're willing, if you're willing to tell somebody like that you barely know, I eat ass. What else are you going to just blurt out that you probably shouldn't? Like how the balls on somebody to be so comfortable to just say whatever they want. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm not a real big, I don't worry about other people's opinion of me, but that doesn't mean I'm just going to randomly say whatever the fuck I want. Right. Like I'm still going to choose my statement fairly. I mean, unless somebody's asking me for my opinion, well, then you're just going to get it. Right. Like you don't ask somebody's opinion.
And you're just being in the checkout.
Oh God. Just guy nudges you. He looks over. Line. He's like, Charmin, huh? You should try a bidet. I eat ass.
Fuck. What? Nice what cucumber. Guess what? I eat ass.
Dude, the wife got, God, I can't remember what it was, but it was cucumber looking. I'm pretty certain it wasn't. It might have been like a zucchini or something, but it was real small. It was like this big around, and I was like, "Yeah, just planning on doing with that later." We're in the checkout line. I'm talking to my wife, and she's like, "Get your head out of the gutter." I said, "I'm just saying, it seems about the same size." And she's like, "If I'm not fucking you, I'm not fucking that either." I was like, "Oh, I mean, I'm not sad that you're not." Fucking that. I'm just sad that you said in public that you're not fucking me. Like, I get it, man. We've been married 26 years. I'm turning 50. Like, I got it. Damn.
I get it. But yeah, I can't wait for all the people that are going to slide into the comments and be like, well, this is why I eat ass. Of all of the episodes that we'll get a bunch of comments, it'll probably be this one about eating butthole.
Bro, you seriously don't eat ass? You gotta try it. No, listen, look at me. I'm the captain now. No, I don't.
No.
Oh, no. Speaking of eating ass, Dan is not here today for anybody that hasn't already noticed. His child is not doing well. His child's not doing well, so he has to take the day off. And what was it that we were talking about right before we started was,
the sickness.
I'm wondering if this is all, so I don't know what everybody else is like at their house, but like here, Peyton was sick. My son was sick for like 3 weeks, like sore throat, like had like almost no voice, had a fever for a while, but not like, I mean, he was over 101, but like, he didn't seem like he felt like he had a fever. Everything for him was like his throat and his sinuses. Dan, I think, is still sick, and he's probably been sick now for like two, almost 3 months. My wife got sick, and all of these are like extended. They're like a week and a half, two week long. I'm wondering, is it because of the temperature, the weird ass winter weather that's transitioning into spring, but then dipping right back down? Like Colorado just got like 32 inches of snow.
Jesus. It's the same thing us. We'll have 55, 60 one day, low of 19. And it's the same. It has to be this roller coaster of friggin' high temps, low temps, this and that. And I know the pollen rates are through the roof where we're at. So all these people with allergies are getting their ass kicked by pollen.
It was 84 here yesterday.
Damn.
84. But like,
we'll see that in July.
Yeah, but like Monday, it's supposed to be like 50. With like a low at like 36. What? Wait. You can't do this, man. I watched the Groundhog.
No. Fuck you, Phil. Prick.
Phil's a liar.
Places like Ohio that are getting... Yeah, he is a liar. Friggin' Puxitani. Like Ohio just got a bunch of tornadoes. Ohio's not supposed to get nasty tornadoes that are like wiping out areas and, you know, tons of casualties and shit.
Illinois just got a bunch, and I think it's that same string. I think it went straight through Illinois over to Ohio. Like, people are getting like jacked up right now.
Listen, Joe Myers for his Jumanji question. He triggered something.
Did we not say that we shouldn't be opening that box?
Joe doesn't care.
There was a video. It came out. I want to say it came out in 2021. A video of a little kid that walked around a corner. And he was holding the Jumanji box. And he goes, "Mom, look what I found."
Oh, shit.
And I stitched it. And I was like playing with like a toy or something. And I stopped. And like the toy goes flipping off. And I was like, "Nuh-uh." And you just see me take the belt out. And like, "Come here." And you're whack, whack. And the kid starts. And I add in the sound of like the smacks and then the kid screaming. There is people. Listen, I'm going back to the average viewer on TikTok is not
not
college level material, right?
There are people IQ under 80.
There are people, many people that thought that I was actually hitting a child in that video.
Yeah.
They thought that that was my kid.
Because that's what you would do.
Yeah.
You would throw evidence of child abuse on the internet.
Yeah, absolutely. And then when I would tell them, I'm like, It's a stitch. That's not my kid. I'm not actually hitting a kid. And they're like, "Oh, so you just think it's funny to joke about it?" And you're like, "Oh, God."
Yeah.
You know what? Yeah, everything. The internet nothing people is off the table are... when it comes to comedy, though. That's my opinion. Nothing. I don't think anything is off the table when it comes to comedy. As long it's got to be delivered.
And just
right,
because
though.
You're doing comedy. Yeah, and making jokes doesn't mean you truly believe it. I mean, there's some great comedians that you laugh at some shit. And even like in Texas, on the Body Wrong there, Burley, he's from the Houston area. So he's got that Houston kind of, you know, comedy scene humor. And it's dark and it's twisted. Just because he's making these jokes doesn't mean he truly believes them. But they're jokes.
Anthony Jeselnik.
It's all in fun. Fuck up.
Yeah. And, well, it's like the number of people that'll come at me because I make I've been doing that series lately where, you know, you get women ask you those trap questions, right? Or they ask you the same question over and over again, the does this make me look fat style questions. And so I've made a series where like I'm tired of dealing with those kind of questions. So I just we do five of them and I just give a different answer for each five. She asked the same question. You know, we're in different outfits each time to make it seem like this is a repetitive thing. And each time, like, my answers get worse and worse. As a matter of fact, because I know my wife isn't going to end up watching this. Do you want to know the next one that we're doing and the answers that I'm giving? Because she doesn't get told the answers until I say them so that I can get her actual facial response. The last one was great.
I would love to know.
Because when I turned around and I said, on the very first one, we did the, would you still love me if I got fat? Right. I think everybody's girlfriend or wife at some point in time asked them that question and more than once. So I just, my favorite one though, was the Jesus Christ, you get bigger. The look on her face. fucking chest kiss. She went,
beautiful.
So this is the next one. The next one is, do you think that woman is prettier than me? Right?
Ooh.
This is going to go, this is for all the boy, this is for all the guys that have girlfriends out there for the most part, because I don't think too many men that are married deal with that question. But the first one is, the first answer is, no, that's not a fair question. You're not even pretty.
That's good. So good.
The second one is, honey, I could shave the dog's ass, make it walk backwards, and it would still be prettier than you. The third one is, did you honestly think that I'd believe that you're even close to being in that woman's class? The third one is, yeah, but only because you got old and fat. And the last one, I gotta kind of act this one out because part of it is like, so the last one is, yes, absolutely, no contest. Are you fucking kidding? So that's what the,
yeah, you gotta sell that. Yep,
that's the next series.
That,
which is gonna be fun because we're gonna have to kind of be out in public for those ones. So she's, So there's gonna be somebody at some point in time.
It'd be funny too.
Oh, somebody else getting upset that I answered like that. Because we're gonna be out in public.
Like somebody in the background or something.
Yeah,
yeah.
There's gonna be somebody that hears my wife go, "Do you think she's prettier than me?" And I'm gonna be like, "You got to be kidding me! That's not even a fair question. You're not even pretty."
And then it pans on the other person. Then you probably have to get into that whole like permission to use their face shit or something. I don't know.
Yep.
I don't know how it works, but
I've got an app that can defocus the background on us. So.
Yep. Oh man, that would be hilarious.
There's going to be somebody that like approaches us off camera
today.
Yeah.
Yep. Which is, well, this kind of ties into one of the messages we got. Again, I have to believe this is somebody that's just having fun being funny, but maybe not. But once you read it, you're going to have to imagine that it's probably not real, but they are looking for some advice. And this did come in live onto the number. And if anybody else wants to ask any weird questions, fun questions, serious questions, 315-605. 8350. Leave a voicemail. Send a text. We haven't got a voicemail yet, but we're still getting some text messages. And this one was from somebody that they said their name was Jesse.
Okay.
J-E-S-S-I-E. All right. Here we go. I'm going to read it as is. That came over. It says, I attached a, in parentheses, toy to a jackhammer last weekend for self-pleasure. This was my first time using this tool, but I am no stranger to girth. I'm worried it was too powerful, because now I can't walk without a strange squeaking noise coming from my rectum. It sounds like a hamster walking really slow on its exercise wheel or a dog's toy being chewed on in my pants. I am a special education teacher, and this noise is very distracting to my students who already have a hard time focusing. Any advice would be greatly appreciated. Thank you in advance, Jesse.
Well, thank God I just got done saying that nothing is off limits when it comes to comedy, because I didn't realize that you had to be, special to be a special education teacher, because that is the dumbest shit I've ever heard anybody. Even if that's true, which I'm telling you at this point in time, I'm praying that it's not a jackhammer. Like,
I mean, your butthole can't make a squeaking noise, right?
I mean,
can it?
Well, we all know what the musical stairs are.
Yeah.
Right? Like you go upstairs while you're farting and you got that.
Mm-hmm.
I suppose it could. But like, what did they use like a whistle? Is it like,
that's what I'm thinking. What is, did, The noise is what threw me off. And I'm like, okay, I get it. I like the description. I'm a hamster wheel walking slow or a dog toy being chewed. Like, those give a very distinctive sound to the butt. But I don't think the body makes a noise like that, just being too stretched. But
I find it interesting that that's the part that threw you off of it. Not the jack, not the, like, the straight up, like, construction jackhammer that they used. But it was the noise. The noise is what made you go, yeah, I don't think that's believable. Is it? Are we just so accustomed to people doing crazy shit to their bodies sexually that a jackhammer doesn't seem that far-fetched to us?
Man, a jackhammer. Who would have access to a jackhammer besides potentially someone that owns a construction business? I have to imagine they're expensive, and I'm about to Google the average price of a jackhammer. And I have to imagine that
a jackhammer's got to be $2,500.
Let's see here. Average price of a jackhammer, according to, so I'm just looking right now, the AI experience on Google that just throws up a bunch of answers. The average price of a jackhammer can range from $157 to $1,700. You can go right to Harbor Freight, apparently, according to this. Not to throw Harbor Freight any whatever, but according, that's the first thing that pops up. Great SEO, great sponsored from them. And you get a Hercules jackhammer for $499.99 on sale from $650. Hmm. 120 volt corded.
I'm not going to lie to you. That's a lot cheaper than I would have thought of.
Like, yeah, I remember, like, on the sidewalks, the big-ass ones. That's what I was picturing in my head. There's different models. There's smaller ones. So that's, I guess, like a new age thing. There's one for $269 at Lowe's, $399. There's all sorts of different jackhammers. Small ones, handheld ones.
Yeah, I guess the only thing I'm thinking of, is like the one that they had in the movie Tremors, where they were going up to the construction crew telling them to stop. And all of a sudden, pow, and the whole thing just goes. Yep. Well, I tell
even
you
make them on what are those things? The friggin' dollies, like the two wheel hand carts.
Yeah,
they make a jackhammer on that so you can move them around easier.
Oh, that'd be great.
This changes the question a little bit.
Okay, so there is the possibility that it is a. I still stand by what I said. You have to be special education in order to think that that was a good idea. Like, there's no way.
Yeah.
Like,
no. Again, not kink shaming, but...
No.
Do you think they eat ass? I bet you this person eats ass.
It's full circle.
They eat ass.
They definitely eat ass.
So my advice, and then I'll let you give some advice. My advice, and again, I'm not a doctor. This is not medical advice by any means. Did I work in a hospital for almost a decade? Yes. Was I smarter than some of the doctors? Probably. Did I have the ability to look stuff up like the doctors? Yes. Was I as close as some of the people that were pretending to be a doctor and actually weren't a doctor and they let them practice medicine in this location they got in a bunch of trouble for? I wasn't the doctor and I didn't hire them. But I'm going to say just don't do that again. I mean, that just seems like a terrible idea. I have to imagine, and this is coming from me that has never had any of these toys or the desire to put one of these toys into myself, I have to imagine that the way the technology is, that they make them pretty good for all shapes and sizes and holes, that I don't think you really need to spend the money and put it on a jackhammer. They probably make a toy called the jackhammer that is made for the body at the right stuff. I'm assuming maybe just instead of doing that and MacGyvering your toy, maybe just buy the right thing for you and maybe ease into it. And as far as trying to get rid of the squeaking, I would love, go to a doctor, ask if you can record or at least do the experience, maybe audio only, and let us know how the doctor or, you know what I mean, primary care person reacts to you telling them exactly what you did. And I want to know what their cure is.
I need that voice. That's the voicemail we need to hear on air. I got to know what the squeaking sounds like. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, and listen, okay, I'm not going to explain how I know this, but I am going to say there are hydraulic devices that are specifically for what this person just talked about. Not to mention the fact, is that not the reason why most of these new toys have the suction cup bottoms? Like, be your own jackhammer. Like, do it at your own pace, your own depth, right?
Yeah.
Like, that's my advice. Is stay away from the machines. Until you have a grasp on whatever it is you're using, make sure it has a flared base. But on whatever you're using, it, until you've had the ability to do it manually, don't do it mechanically.
Yeah. That's our, that's some good advice. And if Jesse is a girl, then know that song that I wish I had Jesse's girl. It turns out in this case, I don't wish that I had Jesse's girl.
I do not want Jesse's girl.
Mm-mm. No, but we do want some more text messages, voicemail. So make sure to send them in. Producer Zach did send one in. I think he was confused on the assignment. So, thank you for sending one, but it just, it didn't make a lot of sense for this one. I think he was trying to send him in for the Body Wrong podcast on a certain topic that we were talking about. It didn't make a lot of sense. So maybe he was highly elevated. Maybe he was, you know, pre-gaming for St. Patrick's Day, or maybe he just misunderstood the assignment. That happened. So, Zach, try again, and we'll do that. But thanks, Jesse, for sending that in. And we do have another one. This one's a much different one. If we want to do one more.
Yeah, let's knock them out.
This is
it'll be the advice.
This one
podcast
was sent in by a local buddy.
Okay.
Yeah. This one's not really advice. It's more of an opinionated one. And it's kind of fun. This is local dude Matt Tynan, Taiwan on 37, I think is his username. Good dude. He says, who has the best beard in all of sports? So that's a good one.
I'm the wrong person to ask. I don't really watch sports.
So there's a couple, obviously, that come to mind. I know a decent amount of one. Everybody's going to go James Harden. True. James Harden was one that everybody knows, everybody loves. It's not that great. He's known for having a good beard. Played. I don't even know what team he's on anymore. He plays in the NBA. He was on Houston. I think he's traveled all over the place. Good beard, lefty, not bad. My favorite beard probably of all time ever, because I'm a Steelers fan, was Brett Kiesel. He had that big old beard that he'd grow every year. He was 99 for the Steelers, played defense. And what I loved about it is at the end of the season, his charity, he would shave it off. He'd raise a ton of money, donate it for the charity. As soon as he shaved it off, he started growing it again for the next season. So
the other thing to consider too, right, like, let's say I watched enough sports so that I'd pay attention to the names of people that had beards. Okay. We'll just say that.
Mm-hmm.
You've got, look at Matt and I. Like the difference in the types of beards that we have is completely, is 100%. Like, I obviously like a shorter, more clean cut beard, whereas Matt likes the longer, kind of full, nice, trimmed out kind of. And don't get me wrong, there are some guys that get them like down to here, but when they get them shaped, they look spectacular. Like the guys that even the guys that have it longer than me, but they do that nice little square box kind of shaping at the bottom, mm-hmm. looks good. But I like a shorter, kind of more tight to the face beard than the super long bushy beard. Whereas obviously Matt's
remember
got
Brian that. Wilson?
No.
From Brian Wilson from the Giants, the closer, baseball player. He had that bigger, well-shaped beard for a while.
I know
too.
Who you're talking about.
Dark beard.
Yeah, because they were talking. He would come up in conversation just because of his beard, and like the MLB was like trying to like make him shave it or trim it for a couple of years. I think they had a big problem with it. I do remember that. Coming.
And if he was on the Yankees, he couldn't grow one because the goddamn Yankees don't allow they don't allow beards. This. Update your shit.
They do allow the mustache, though, right? Didn't Don Mattingly have like the mustache for like the longest fucking time?
Yep.
Now, if we were going to grow a stash, but not that'd a beard. Be a completely different thing. Because I mean, 100%, I'd go Raleigh Fingers. How do you not? Like, greatest mustache in sports.
Classic.
Yeah.
It's goddamn beautiful. Beautiful. Yeah. There's been some one, you know, and that's why I love playoff hockey. Playoffs are coming up. You're going to start seeing some good ones. Brent Burns. Longtime San Jose Shark.
Yeah, because they don't shave from the very, very first day of playoffs, man. They do not shave.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times.
underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at UH1.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us. MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
They take No Shave November seriously.
They have the views. Yeah, yeah, right? No Shave November in March and April. Long playoff for them. But Brent Burns, if you see the very first day that he like joined hockey, his draft picture, and then each year they were putting out a different one, he has less and less teeth, more and more hair. He is awesome. Awesome.
Just an old Chris Nyland, just fucking knuckles up, just fucking neck.
Dude. Just an animal. But yeah, in my opinion, those are the best. If you wanted something current, that's fine. Send it back in. We can do a little bit more with that. But shout out Tynan. Appreciate that one coming in.
I'm going to need to get a hold of my lady constituents that follow me and give them this number and be like, if you guys want some advice from Toby and Matt, throw it on down there. Just text it. Just text whatever question you got.
That's it.
I know. Amber has plenty of stuff that she could ask, which is a friend of me and Dan.
Let's do it. Ask.
I'm gonna have to. I think I'll go live right after this and tell people. Just start texting it in now, and we'll get to them by the time the show comes around. The downside is I don't think on TikTok you can say a phone number out loud, because I think they shut you down. Shit. But I'm gonna fucking try. Huh.
Either that, or what I can do too is I'm sure there's a way that I can put on the links or whatever, the direct thing, because it's through Google Voice. It's just a Google Voice number, so there has to be a way just to click and go. I mean,
open it up and go. The links in my bio.
Okay. Yeah. I would imagine I do too. I know I have it on the website and everywhere else. So, I mean, like I said, and I'm trying to put it in the comments and stuff like that. And I throw it on the stories every once in a while. So it'll be good. Like I said, yeah, ask some advice. We'll give you our fun opinion, straight opinion. You'll never know what's going to come out of either of our mouths. So it could just be, you know, a topic, whatever. It doesn't matter. We want you to be there. We'll shout out if you want your username, your brand, your business. And you know what I mean? Like, say you're Jeremy from Kick-Ass Jerky and you just want an opinion and you want it to be Jeremy from Kick-Ass Jerky. There it is.
Oh, interesting. Interesting thing. Beacons now allows you to have your own domain name. So
I saw
I've
that.
I've got theycallmetoby2.com. And I've got that locked in.
Hell yeah.
For 18 months.
Yeah, I did see that. I didn't jump on it mainly because I already own beerlaws.com and a bunch of other ones that are associated with it, but I did see that. I think that's awesome. I love Beacons. I think they do a great job, honestly. I've tried a couple of other ones. And they're just, I've been told I have way too much stuff in mine because I throw stuff on there and I honestly don't do a good job going in and cleaning shit up.
And take stuff off when you don't need it.
Yeah. You know, it's like whether I'm, you know, saying, hey, go check out Booze Veteran or, you know what I mean? Which cool hats and everything. I'm not going to just take them out. Just, you know, I just leave them in there. If you want to go, you know, you might be watching this show 6 months from now and you're like, oh, I'd love to go get a hat. Where the hell is that link again? It's not there.
Yeah, what I do is I tend to
part of it is that
I tend to rotate mine out, so I leave them up there, but I flip the switch on if they're viewable or active or deactivated, and then I'll go through every month and all the ones that are deactive, I'll reactivate them and I'll deactivate the other ones, unless something comes up, you know, like we're wearing the Booze Veteran hats or something on the latest podcast, and I've got that in my links, then I'll go back and I'll make sure that it's active. So that when people watch the show and they're like, oh, man, I want to check that out. And we mention, hey, we've got that in our links in our bio. You can go and check them out. And bam, there they are.
Smart. I should do that more often.
Hell yeah.
With as much as you do with this kind of stuff, I'm amazed that you don't have like a plan in place for that.
I just, my plan is always like, these companies are cool enough to work with us and stuff. I never take them away. I'm just like, hey, like Fat Baby Bourbon, you know, they were part of the brand for a little bit. I still want people to go check them out. So it's like, I don't really want to take it down. And a lot of it's not even, most of the stuff isn't even affiliate stuff. You know, it's just cool companies that, you know, we've got to shout out and stuff. And I really think it's good stuff, whether it's good bourbon, a good hat, good cigar, or a delicious beer. You know what I mean? I'm just like, hey, just leave it in there. But I probably
didn't
should
we
take
have a company
eventually.
For a little while that did like some sort of moonshine or something like that, that they were going to send out to all of us.
I think at one point they were potentially, but I don't remember ever getting the moonshine. Mm-mm. Now that you think of it, I think we were
me
supposed
neither,
to.
But they had us like, they had us like promote them like for like 3 straight months. I'm like, you fuckers.
Yeah.
This is like TikTok advertising at this point. Huh. Ask me to do this. I'll pay you $50. Bitch, do you know how much it costs to do an actual commercial? You are asking me for slave wages.
It's unbelievable how they want something for so cheap. And not to kind of talk about what we just did, but Brandon McDermott and myself, we were recently just chatting how, and I feel like you've seen it a lot more because I feel like you're definitely on TikTok a lot more than I am. But how it almost seems like to me when I'm on there, it's almost like it's come full circle lately to where it started to where it is now with, you know what I mean? Maybe some lower income people asking for money. But at this point, it's like, I was on the other day and know how you can just see the lives and not really be in them, but you're going through. And it was just nonstop people asking for money. Like, I feed my family. I need to do this. I need this. Can you throw over money, 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 money? And I'm like, holy shit, this is what it was like in 2019.
So there's a trend out there right now that a rose, they say, counts for 5 cents, right? And so people are trying to see how much money they can get from doing a rose in the premise of, well, I saw this person say that they were trying to pay off their student debt in just roses. I'd like to see how much I could get. I've got $10,000 worth of bills or debt, you know, that I'd like to get erased. Let's see if we can do it. So there's this whole thing right now on TikTok where people are going live to just get roses, to see how many roses they can get from people.
Outkast should do it and be like, roses really smell like ooh, ooh, ooh.
Oh, but that was really prevalent. You're not wrong, though. That was super prevalent in, you know, 2018, early 2019 TikTok.
Yeah.
People talking about, oh, I live out of my car and I'm trying to do this. And, you know, I'm trying to pay off
my
these
baby
bills.
Needs formula.
Yeah. All this shit. Like, I always, so, and because there's so many scammers, on social media that do that. I've had a very long, no personal fundraising, stipulation where I don't support it. I won't share it. I won't go in and donate to it. I won't send anybody to it. Now, with that being said, for the first time in 6 years, we kind of did a personal fundraising, but the way that we did it, we did it so we could rescue a ferret, right? So we raised money so we could get the money to go and get the ferret. The ferret lives at my house. He's sleeping in his cage right now. He's sleeping in the old squirrel cage. But I did say whatever money was raised, when I get my back pay in from my disability, I'm going to match that amount of money, and then we are going to pay it forward to another nonprofit. So we're going to essentially take all the money that was sent. I'm going to take it directly out of my account. And then I'm going to donate to a nonprofit. And of course, as I always do, I don't just say these things. I actually screen record it or, you know, do a video of me showing that it's been done, because there's a lot of scammers out there. And there'll be people that say, oh, we're raising money to donate to this. And then people wait and they're like, where's the video showing that it was donated? And I'm like, you're probably not going to see it. Because
they gotcha.
My big thing is when people come forward and they're like, dude, you know, I'm going to lose my apartment, or I'm going to lose, you know, I got to pay this bill, or they're going to shut off my electricity. I'm like, hey, you know what works great for those? Personal loans. Banks exist for a reason. And you I don't care what your credit is. You could have a credit score of like 550 and still be able to get a personal loan to cover the costs of whatever. Is the interest rate going to be pretty high? Yeah. But how fucking desperate are you?
Yep.
Desperate enough to beg a bunch of fucking strangers that follow you for being funny or giving advice or whatever they follow you for on social media. Instead, you're willing to take their money instead of owning up and being an adult and getting something like a loan. Payday loans suck.
I've
done them, but they still exist and they'll give money to fucking anybody. That's the modern day loan shark is the payday loan place.
You aren't kidding. I've had two or three content creators within the last couple of months that it was nonstop. Hey man, and it's copy paste, going through tough times, whatever it may be. Can you donate? Can you donate? Can you donate? And finally it's just like, nope, block. Nope. Like, I understand, like, if we were boys or something like even my boys, I'm not, you know, certain one of them, listen, you're going through some shit. We've all gone. If I have the money, I'll hook you up, but I'm not doing this. I'm not a bank. We all go through struggles. You know what I mean? Like, fuck.
I personally know of two content creators.
I think. Oh, go ahead.
I personally know of two content creators, and I'm going to tell you, I always get disappointed when I see this stuff. One of them is consistently asking for money. This guy is in his mid-30s, lives at home, does not have a job, has only had one job their entire life, but is constantly asking for money. Bro, go get a fucking job. Doesn't have a driver's license.
Yeah.
Never had the need to get one. Because lives with mom, and mom does everything. Mom pays for everything. Bro, go get a fucking job. Because when mom passes away, you're fucked. Okay. Mm-hmm. The other one has asked for money a couple of times recently, very recently, and not like small amounts. I'm talking like very large amounts, like well over 1,000, right? Like we're talking 1,000, maybe a couple thousand. And then shortly after the last time that they asked for money from people to donate, all of a sudden they've got videos on their TikTok page. And this is like, again, like we're talking like a week or 2 weeks after they said that they needed money. All of a sudden they're at Universal Studios staying in a hotel.
Oh, that's a bad look.
I'm like, listen, I'm not saying that they didn't need the money. I'm not saying that they didn't use the money properly. But what I am saying is what you're showing everybody now is probably the worst possible fucking thing you could have done. You just asked for copious 100% amounts of fucking money from people that follow you. And then all of a sudden you're at Universal Studios showing how great of a time you're having, showing the hotel room that you're staying in. You should have kept that shit to your fucking self. Because I'll tell you right now, I'm never going to fucking trust you again. Again, they could have very well used the money exactly for what they said that they needed it for. But I can't trust
that. Just a bad look.
And I'm not going to ask anybody else to fucking trust it either. Now, every time I see this person asking for money, I'm going to be like, you can fuck off. Like there's at one point in time, I might have been like, we were close enough that I probably would have said, hey, I've got the money. Let me go ahead and help you out. That will never happen. I could win the lottery and this person could come to me and I'd be like, no, because I don't trust it.
Why, so like,
how do you do that? How do you ask for money?
Disney?
Yeah. How do you ask that money? And then Universal Studios, like a week and a half later, what the fuck? Don't do that. Don't do that.
I bet
people.
You they eat ass.
Yep. You know, I'm not going to say anything because I'm pretty certain.
I know. Just a
pretty
joke.
Certain. No. You're most likely accurate with that.
Hell yeah. And I think too, and this is my opinion, and this isn't to get you all fired up, but I've been kind of referencing a certain video that you made lately when people are bringing this conversation up about the whole TikTok ban and stuff like this. But I've seen a lot of people that are out there like trying to plead their case, like, Whoa, this is how I feed my family. This is what I do. This is my main income. This is that. Now they're going to take it away. We got to fight. And this is not anybody particular. This is so many people that the algorithm has been showing me lately. And I'm like, fuck this. It's like, here we go. And you know what I mean? People asking randomly me, you know, whether it's a coworker or somebody there that is on TikTok, but not like putting out content they're there to view. And they're like, is it really going to happen? And I've told everybody, go to They Call Me Toby too. He knows this shit. I don't know anything about like the government and stuff. Maybe I should a little bit more. I don't know how that works, but Toby broke it down in a very good manner. And I said, this, I can't describe it like him. I said, I just know if it's going to happen. I remember him saying it's going to be 5 to 6 months. If this and this, go watch the video.
Yeah. You know, so essentially the way it breaks up, like we got it. The house voted for it. Now there's a politician from North Carolina that's in that house. And he got a huge 2.5 million followers from being the transparent politician type of deal. And a lot of people are jumping on him because he said, you know, the TikTok, I don't predict TikTok getting banned, but he also voted.
Yeah.
He also voted for the potential ban. So everybody's up in arms. This guy's lost like 400,000 followers because of this. But what they don't understand, and here's the problem when it comes to being on social media. I understand his reasoning why he voted yes towards the ban. And it was, in his mind, the right thing to do was vote yes on this, because what that bill does is gets with ByteDance and says, either you sell to a U.S. controlled entity or we ban the app.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there are plenty of U.S. controlled entities right now that are kind of interested in it. Nothing solid. Nobody's 100%. We're going to get it. There's people saying, well, the guy from Shark Tank said that he's going to get it. But yeah, that's all hearsay. Even if he said it, I can say whatever I want. But when it comes down to brass tacks, do they actually do it? So for right now, everything's just it's just pillow talk.
Yep.
But I understand the reason why he voted yes is to force ByteDance into that situation, because he thinks it's better for the United States to own it than, you know, than for ByteDance to own it. So I understand it. But when it comes to social media, your action is what they look for. They don't care about your reasoning. They care about the action. And your action was, you just told all these people on TikTok that you think it should be banned. Because again, I'm going back to this. The majority of people that are on social media, they don't research shit. They don't think about anything. They just go off of what they see and hear initially, and they react to it. And that's what's happening.
Yep.
This guy is losing hundreds of thousands of followers every other day because people are like, well, he voted for the ban, and that's all they know. And that's all they care to look up, and that's all they care to research. And now there's thousands of videos of people stitching this guy, saying, fuck him, all this stuff. Here's the deal. The House voted yes, right? It wasn't unanimous. It was a majority rule. House voted yes. The Senate has to review it. And then from there, the Senate has to not only review it, but approve it. Once it gets approved by the Senate, if it does, then it goes to the president. Now, Biden's already said, if it comes across my desk, I'm signing it. And for the same exact reason that this other representative did, because in Biden's mindset, he thinks the best interest is for it to be controlled by the U.S. Now, again, I know why politicians want this shit controlled. Because it is a huge information source of real information that gets passed quickly. Tizzy ENT is a perfect example of the benefits of using TikTok, because he will call people out and say, I need to know who this person is. The police need to know who this person is, or these people need to be held responsible. Contact your congressman, or this business did this, and gets results. That's one example of it. The downside of it is, yes, there is a lot of information passing on that app. False information. There's so much false information passing through that app, whether it be politics or whatever. I mean, just look at the Jake Paul, Mike Tyson fight that's getting ready to happen. People are saying, and I fell into it too. And then I researched it because I felt like this doesn't sound right. But people are saying, you know, the stipulations for the Jake Paul, Mike Tyson fight is Paul gets to wear headgear, Tyson doesn't. Tyson has to do urinalysis, Paul doesn't. Paul also gets to tag in his brother at some point in time if he gets tired, and it can become a 2-on-1 situation for a round. I looked all that up finally, and none of that's true. none of that's true. I can't even find out who started the rumor. Who started the fucking rumor, but none of that's true. Nobody's wearing headgear. They're trying to make it a professional rules fight, even though it might still be like a 8 rounds for 2 minutes deal. But that's just a perfect example of one person says something, it gets around really quickly, and nobody researches it. And I fell victim to it. I was like, motherfuck, damn it. But once the president approves it, it's still 6 months for ByteDance to find a U.S. controlled entity that they can come into an agreement with to sell the property to. And if they don't, then it becomes banned. So, I mean, shit, we're probably looking at 7 to 8 months, because God, it's not like this is going to turn over to the Senate and get approved this week. That's not how it works.
Yeah. Tomorrow. Like, yeah.
So I don't know, man. Like,
yeah. And
if you've got a business on TikTok, right? Like, the only people I could see getting really upset, I mean, substantially upset by, are people that are like just starting out, like within the last 6 months. But you've got other people that have been on it for a while. I'll give somebody as an example, JT Laybourne, right? Like, he's got his Just Think business. I got it. He's got the JT Laybourne Foundation. I know that this would be a big hit to him, just because because this is how you get the word out. For a lot of small businesses, TikTok is now this is where I put the information out about my small business, but this isn't where I make my money for my small business. You make your money off your small business, right? Because of the word of mouth spread on TikTok, not because of the money that TikTok is paying you, because TikTok doesn't pay for shit on anything.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, and any good business should leverage it and funnel it to elsewhere, you know, build the foundation, have the business. And I have to imagine the example of JT, he's got other things, but like you said, where else can he post a video, post an update, go live, and have thousands and thousands of people at the disposal, and probably some kind of leverage with brands? And I know he's done a lot with sports teams and mascots and stuff. That, you know what I mean? But it's 2024. They'll find another platform. Some people will go there, but a lot of people probably won't. If he has, I don't know how many millions of followers, they're all not going to go to the next platform and follow him. People are, you know?
I mean, I'm a perfect example of that, right? Like, I've got Instagram. I've got, I have Twitter, but it's not like for that. But I have Instagram. I have YouTube. And those links have been my bio since 2018, right? And I still get people saying, well, where else can we find you? First of all, guys, this is TikTok. Go to somebody's profile. Like, the fact that you still have to tell people where to find, like, when you say the links in the bio, they're like, where? Again,
what's a bio?
We're not talking. And I know, and I understand some people are going to look at this like, God, Toby is an asshole about his fans and his followers. It's not that. It's just understanding the statistical facts. And the statistical facts are the majority of people will ask where they can find you somewhere else. Are you on Instagram? Are you on wherever? That is the majority. That's not the minority. That's not the people that are willing to look. We don't live in a society where people are willing to research or do something on their own. They want it handed to them. Where else can I find you? I don't know. I fucking checked, because not only are the links in my bio, but I'm pretty certain my name is going to be the same across all platforms. Have you even looked? I've made videos.
Have you tried
to Google? Hey guys, I'm over on Instagram and things like that. Instagram. I've got 2 million followers on TikTok. Up until recently, I had 30,000 followers on Instagram. I'm now at 89.1 because I just lost 1,000. I don't know why, because I didn't post for 2 days. So I lost 1,000, or whatever it may be.
You don't post, we take them away.
Yeah. YouTube, 11,000, right? Like, if people were willing, the fact of the matter is people want to see you where they initially started following you. They don't want to follow. They don't like, there's a lot of people that make their livings on Instagram and things like that, because all they do is they take their content from TikTok and they post it on Instagram. And they did. And I didn't do that for the longest time, because I'm like, my Instagram is a separate thing. But I was like, all right, for people to realize that, because I started getting asked so much, do you have an Instagram? I'm like, fuck it, I'll start posting my videos on Instagram. And that's when my account went from 30,000 to 80,000, almost 90,000. I'm like, what the
fuck? And in your defense, though, your videos are much different than the others. You know what I mean? Like, for me, if I was to, and I've done it, and I was doing it just because I wasn't doing this stuff for there, but I wanted to put out content. Take a duet, take a stitch, take something like that, recycle it everywhere.
Yeah.
Where you're creating your videos. Like, they are unique, so they will play well anywhere. You created them. Where for me, if I'm doing a duet on TikTok, post it everywhere, it's different for me. And come to find out, it's against YouTube, Facebook, and all those terms of use. If you create it somewhere else, you technically can't put it somewhere else. If you create it on your own, you put it, post wherever the fuck you want. It's yours.
Yeah, it doesn't matter if I create my video off the app, which is, for the first year that I was on TikTok, I mainly did like comedy lip sync kind of videos where I used the audios that were available on TikTok. Mm-hmm. After that, I started kind of changing things up and I started doing my own stuff because I wanted to, one, I wanted to expand my own creativity. I wanted to kind of up the quality of the videos, because, you know, when you film in app, it's a little bit more degraded. So I was like, all right, so I will create stuff. Even a lot of these people that do a lot of lip sync, such as Scott D. Henry, Nobo, all these other people that, you know, because there's a new lip sync competition going out. A lot of these people that are,
oh boy,
that are doing the lip syncs, when you look at their videos are a higher quality than you can achieve by recording through TikTok. So they're just simply doing it off the app, or even on the app, but like recording it several times and then taking it, downloading it directly from it, changing things up, syncing in the audio, like doing whatever
that, right?
It is. Yeah. So, but Dan will oftentimes film it in TikTok. I'll play the sound. Like, if nowadays, if I'm going to do a lip sync, I'll play the sound on my iPad and record myself on my phone, so I have a much higher quality
phone.
And then I'll sync up the sounds just in case I'm a little bit off, because I have a real difficult time saying things in the same cadence as somebody else that's talking. It's kind of like trying to talk at the same time as somebody. You get thrown off, right? Like, audibly, it kind of fucks with you. It's almost like the people that would do the challenge of trying to talk while you're hearing yourself talk with like a half a second delay. That's what happens.
Yeah.
So when I'm listening to something, I'm trying to lip sync it, my mouth kind of fucks up. Like, I have to rehearse it and say it out loud so that I can hit it at the same time. But I have a problem with cadences and pauses and things like that. So I'll do it off the app and then resync it, make sure it's in a nice high quality, and then I'll pop it back up. So the thing is if you record in TikTok, it's that metadata is going to be attached to it. And these other sites are linked in to see it. So I record everything off
100%.
App. Yeah. I record everything off app, and then it doesn't matter. I can upload it to TikTok, Instagram, YouTube. I can do it all simultaneously, and they all see it as the same video. It has metadata from my phone, not from an app.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And in a lot of the creators that started doing lip syncing and stuff on, say, TikTok recycling, it was before Instagram had Reels. It was before YouTube had Shorts. So it was a thing that you were able to put it out elsewhere. But a lot, like you said, with all the data and the back end stuff, they all see it. It's 2024. They know exactly where it's coming from. And half the people don't even remove the watermark.
That's the other thing I was going to say. Like, for years, there's been websites, apps, all these things that you can use to download your videos. Like TikTok's even made it easier. If you record a video in TikTok as you're reviewing it, there's now a download in the review section so you can download it without the watermark on it. There's still people.
Yep.
Like I'm part of another beta program. It's called Flock. I'm on that. It's another video platform, very similar to TikTok. That's through its beta. Mm-hmm. And the number of people that are on there that has the little TikTok logo and shit like that on there. I was on High Notes for almost a year and a half, almost 2 years before they shut down. They're supposed to be coming back. Hopefully they do, because that was a really good platform. But they made an announcement. Hey, we don't want to see the TikTok watermark on your videos. If you have that watermark, we are going to flag your video and delete it. It's not difficult to download
a video. Advertising somebody else.
Yeah. It's not difficult to download a video from fucking TikTok without the watermark. Hell, you can nowadays
copy a link in a website.
Yeah. And for the longest time, you couldn't download a video from Instagram, but now you can. But the person has to have their settings right. But I've got my settings on there, and I can go in there and re-download one of my videos from Instagram now, because there's been times I've made a video on Instagram and I'm like, fuck, I wish I would have saved that, because I used like a filter or something like that. I'm like, fuck, I wish I would have saved that. There's no way for me to save it because that filter looks really cool. Well, now I can, where you couldn't before.
Yeah.
But I get people all the time hitting me up on TikTok, and they're like, oh, I wish I could I don't know. Bro, you need to make this video downloadable. I want to share it with my friends. I'm like, you can go fuck yourself. The reason my videos on TikTok aren't downloadable is because the vast number of people that will take my content, post it as theirs, they'll get a shit ton of views, or they'll create a whole ass page on Facebook. And now they're making money through a Facebook page because they're posting my dude. There's a page on there right now. I can't get rid of it. They've got hundreds of thousands of views. I can only imagine how much money is coming in from that. And Facebook's like, I don't see anything wrong. I'm like, other than it's not me and it's my content, you motherfuckers.
Well, that would be nice to have a page that you could put stuff on and not get taken down when you should get taken down, instead of have one that you put stuff that's yours and it still gets taken down. That'd be cool. What's that like?
Yeah, one of their biggest videos.
I looked at the time for the first time. Holy shit.
Yeah. One of their videos is the biggest that they've got right now is a video that TikTok keeps taking down of mine. For community guidelines. I'm like, you motherfucker.
Dirtbags.
This son of a bitch has got 15 million views on my fucking video that I can get up to like 300,000, and TikTok's like, no. Fuck.
Nope. Yep, and you keep getting that Facebook money while I'm getting nothing.
Yeah.
Well, what a time to be alive. But like I said, I looked at the clock and we hit it. That was a quick hour. That means the conversation was good. Thanks to Tynan. Thanks to Jesse for sending in some things. Thanks to all the friends of the show. Even though I'm going to say, go check all the links in the descriptions. You're not going to click them. Go check out They Call Me Too everywhere. Put it in the Google. You will find him on a million websites. Or don't. That's up to you. But either way, can't thank you enough, Toby. And for anybody still listening, appreciate the hell out of you. We'll be back next week. Maybe Dan will be here. Hopefully him and the entire family's feeling better, and we'll do it all over again. That's all I got. You got anything else?
Just that you're closing out on your own. I got to pee.
Okay, goodbye.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.